Hey guys, welcome back here to the Fantasy Flavor channel. We are here on YouTube and on all podcast platforms. I'm joined with Trent and Antonin, and today we're going to be talking about QB signings. So we're just going to jump right into it, and I think the biggest QB signing here is Tom Brady. So what do you guys kind of think about Tom Brady signing with the Bucs?
I think it's great. It's great for so many people, including him and the wide receivers and so many people, except for New England. Everything is great. So I think it increases his value. He has great weapons. I don't see him passing less than 4,000 yards and, you know, a lot of touchdowns too. So I think, you know, if you can buy Tom Brady, if you are a contender for 1 or 2 years, I think you should go ahead and buy him.
In his 20 years in the league now, this is his best wide receiver stable he's ever had.
Oh, you cannot say that. He had Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Randy Moss. I would take these two guys over Randy Moss. Welker wasn't that great. He was just consistent.
What?
He wasn't. He didn't Welker have.
Was incredible. Great. Get out of here. I've got kind of like 130 balls a year, bro.
you're telling me you would take Randy Moss, one wide receiver, over Mike Evans and Chris Godwin?
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. There's Moss and Welker. England team.
Dude, in 2007, Brady just went bananas, man. He had very good wide receiver core. So, and you cannot compare Moss to Evans one-on-one. Moss is way higher than Evans.
I'm saying Godwin is way higher than Welker.
Way so higher. Yeah, he's better. So.
So.
Anyways.
So that with his, I think they're at least similar to what he had then. And like you said, that was his best year. He absolutely killed it, put up huge numbers. So I think even though he is regressing and as he ages, I think that he's going to put up some good numbers in that offense. And overall, with less interceptions and bad throws being given out by that offense, I think the wide receivers could benefit some too.
Want to go into detail, like what, how does it impact the Buccaneers, like whose value, whose stock goes up, whose goes down, and so on?
Yeah, let's
I think Chris, I think Godwin's value rises more than anybody, because on that offense Mike Evans is the deep threat and Godwin is the over the middle make something happen wide receiver. They're both good at what they do and they both can do the other thing, but that's what the majority of what they do is. And with Brady aging, he's not going to be throwing that deep ball more as much. So he's going to be looking Godwin's way a lot. And I think that Godwin has some insane volume next year.
Yeah, I hope Godwin succeeds, because that'd be awesome to see and everyone succeeds, obviously. But I do think Mike Evans takes a hit, because Tom Brady hasn't really had the highest average depth of target. I think his was like 6 to 7 range, and Jameis Winston's was like above 10. So that's where Evans' game benefits the most, with his air yards. And Chris Godwin had a huge part of that too, even coming out of the slot. You know, he'd go downfield. So I think for Godwin, it's more of a neutral move. For Evans, I think this hurts him compared to Jameis Winston slinging it like he doesn't care. But Evans could still do really good, by the way. That isn't bad, because it's a downgrade. OJ Howard, you figured he has to go up. I'm curious about how much the community will raise him up, because Arians hates tight ends, and Jameis liked OJ and Cameron Bray before Arians came along. And then once Arians got there, he just stopped throwing to him. So obviously we don't know if Breshad Perriman's coming back too, so I don't want to speak on that. But I think it's a good move, because just some of the other options out there, I definitely think Brady was kind of one of the best options out there compared to like a Teddy Bridgewater, for example, for the Buccaneers offense.
You know what? Brady actually likes to chuck it deep a lot, and he's very accurate. So I think Evans' volume might go down, but his catches will remain the same. And it will be more like, you know how Evans has two very good games and suddenly two very bad games. I think he'll be more consistent this year. And that's what is more valuable than having like 40-point game and then two duds, which used to happen with Winston a lot often. And he will have a lot of touchdowns too, because Brady likes to hit those huge targets in the end zone. So OJ Howard and Evans will benefit there a lot too. Don't think Evans goes down.
Okay, it'll be interesting to see, definitely. Maybe he can bring something like Randy Moss light, you know. I mean, he had a great connection with Randy Moss and Josh Gordon, too. Josh Gordon was on the pace for 1,000 yards in 16 games, so...
Exactly. Gronk. All those Gronk's targets were not...
a little bit more on the inside, though. I think that's a little...
Gronk's, look at Gronk's yards per reception were like 15 or so. 12, 13. His yards per reception were very high. He was not a typical tight end who used to catch the ball like 4 yards down the from scrimmage. Gronk always had very long catches. Only Edelman and the running backs used to catch very close to the scrimmage. And that's because you look at New England. Apart from Edelman, Edelman is their main wide receiver. No one else is good. That's why I think Brady will do well. And Arians' philosophy. If you are saying that Arians doesn't use tight ends, Arians also likes vertical passing. So maybe, you know, Brady will do well there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because we'll see. They're kind of like... Arians' philosophy is kind of the opposite of Brady's. So maybe they'll kind of combine both of them or maybe one... Yeah. That'll be interesting to watch. That's kind of all I have to say about TB12, though.
One thing for sure, that Tampa Bay offense is going to be, once again, be electric.
Yep.
Agreed. Yeah, maybe they'll bring in a running back, too. So we're not even done yet talking about Gurley, potentially, Devonta Freeman. Maybe they draft somebody. Man, it's going to be exciting to watch that offense.
I think they will have free agent because it's totally a win-now move getting Brady. And I don't think they will handle the pass protection to a rookie for Brady. They would want a vet who knows how to pass protect.
Yeah.
And I think Gurley will be good there.
It wouldn't surprise me if they got maybe Melvin Gordon and Todd Gurley and drafted somebody too. Like really stock up on
that's possible.
Because Brady likes his committee. So I kind of want to move on here. We talked about Brady for 7 minutes. I love it. Loving myself some Tom Brady. But Teddy Bridgewater was kind of surprising to be honest. I didn't expect him to go to the Panthers. What do we think about this? Is Teddy somebody who could have long-term value? Is it just a bridge guy? He got 3 years, $60 million, something like that. So Cam Newton apparently is on his way out. He hasn't been traded or released, but on social media, they said bye to him.
It's just stupid. You know, that was a stupid move from the Panthers.
Yeah.
I know Newton is maybe a worse pocket passer than Bridgewater. But he has that, you know, juice that can lead you to the Super Bowl. I don't see Teddy Bridgewater ever taking a team to the Super Bowl. Maybe he'll have more wins than Newton, possibly. But yeah, that's a very average move. I don't understand it. And yeah, I don't see him to be a lot of fantasy relevant. And it's good for CMC and more. But Curtis Samuel's value really tanks.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater does not throw it downfield past 20 yards. We saw that in New Orleans. So definitely, I mean, he has a lot of super flex value. I'll say that if you're holding on to him. Now he's genuinely someone you can start. And he put up decent fantasy numbers in New Orleans. But this isn't New Orleans. So what do you kind of think about Teddy Bridgewater being a Carolina Panther, Trenton?
I don't know. He has certainly still has some good value. He's a good runner. He's a good pocket passer, better pocket passer than Newton, at least. And I think that he's an upgrade over Kyle Allen. But I don't like you said. I don't think he is a guy that can take them all the way. At the same time, though, him being there should help McCaffrey a little bit, not just like opening stuff up with a better quarterback play. And honestly, last year he worked with another primarily receiving back in Alvin Kamara, and he targeted him a ton. So I think he already has that experience with a receiving back. So that would really help him merge well with McCaffrey.
All right, quick yes or no here. Is Teddy Bridgewater going to literally be like a bridge quarterback, kind of pun there on the name, or are they going to ride him out for 1 or 2 years and see if it works? Yes or no?
Maybe 2 years max, not more than that.
Yeah, I think they'll ride with him for about 2 years, see where it takes him, And after 2 years, they could hold on to him for one more year, bring it, if he doesn't work out, hold on to him one more year, bring in a rookie, and have him mentor that rookie.
Okay, okay, I like that. Moving on here, we got Ryan Tannehill of signing with the Titans, I think it was 3-4 years, 100 mil. I think he's making 29.5 mil a year. Crazy. That's crazy amount of money, guys.
I think he deserves it.
What?
I think he deserves it.
Man, I think they overpaid him. Now, like, for me, I think this is going to be like the Nick Foles contract all over again. I think it's great for like A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, though. I think it was working, but I don't think Tannehill's legit. I think they just rode Derrick Henry, and he was terrible in the playoffs, to be honest. Like, we saw, like, peak Ryan Tannehill, then we saw, like, the worst version of Ryan Tannehill in the playoffs, to be honest. Like, he was bad. That was all Derrick Henry. So
I think he's somewhere in the middle, man.
Maybe somewhere in the middle, but I don't know if that's a franchise guy. But like I said, I think it's good for A.J. Brown, good for Derrick Henry, who we'll get into in another video. And more detail, but you know,
if somebody wanted to pay me that much to hand the ball off to Derrick Henry, I would take that in a heartbeat.
I can do that. I can throw 15 times. It might not be pretty, but you know, right. We won the game.
I'll put the ball in the air 10 to 15 times and just hand it off like 40 times, and we can win.
Yeah. So what do we kind of think about this Tannehill? Is he legit? Is he the future? I mean, does this hurt or help any receivers? Jonnu Smith, maybe? A.J. Brown? Derrick Henry? I don't know. What do you guys kind of think about it quickly here?
I think it helps everyone. Like, we already saw it last year. I think it will stay the same.
I think it's better than them bringing in a different quarterback because he already has the rapport with those receivers. And I think A.J. Brown continues to develop as a sophomore. Hopefully he doesn't hit that sophomore slump. But I think he should continue to develop. Jonnu Smith is looking very good. He should continue to get volume all around. Just having that offense stay relatively the same is really going to help them out.
Yeah, obviously Brady wasn't in their plans. Maybe Brady could have been a little bit better for them. But, you know, definitely probably one of the best guys on the market for what they were looking for. You know, I do think he regresses, and I do think that really hurts A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown had like 20 yards per reception, ridiculous touchdown rate. Kind of scared to see how much A.J. Brown's efficiency goes down because they didn't throw the ball much with Tannehill, and he was efficient because he ran a little bit and just, you know, he was just killing it with the yards per attempt. So, question, kind of bold here. I've been seeing some people thinking that A.J. Brown won't go over 1,000 yards and he's kind of overrated in that dynasty wide receiver one range. First of all, do we think he's overrated? And B, do we think he cracks over 1,000 yards this season?
I don't think he's overrated. I think he has the proper build and the proper play of a wide receiver one. Maybe he does not do that well this year, but Derrick Henry is not going to be there forever. And he's very young. I'm still buying A.J. Brown. And what was the next question?
Do we think he cracks over 1,000 yards this season?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think he cracks over 1,000 yards. Yes.
He did it last season. So, you know, hopefully with those games without Mariota. How about you, Trenton?
I think he is overrated. Just because of how highly he's being rated after one season. I do love him. I think he has some great value and he's going to be a great long-term option. But he's not a guy that, currently, what would you say he's going as the dynasty wide receiver?
10, 12, that range.
After one season of semi-decent production on a run-first team, that's a bit pricey for me.
You know what? DJ Moore is going like wide receiver 8, 7, 8, around that, even 6, something that's like that. I would prefer AJ Brown over DJ Moore 100 out of 100 times.
Ooh, how about you, Trenton?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it 100 out of 100, but I'd say I'd take, I don't know, either of them. Happily take 50-50.
Okay, what was your reasoning, Trenton? Excuse me.
Because DJ Moore, I think he's a fine wide receiver and everything, but I don't think he can ever be a stud like Michael Thomas or something. AJ Brown can be that, like Michael Thomas or Julio or something like that. whereas DJ Moore can be a, like, you know, a wide receiver 1-2 border kind of guy throughout. That's my only reasoning. I think AJ Brown has that enormous ceiling in him.
Okay, I can see it. Let's move on here. 50 minutes in. Thank you guys so much for listening, watching so far. We appreciate it here. Next, we have Philip Rivers going to the Colts. Just quickly here from me, and I'll let these two guys take it away. I don't have much to say. I think the improved offensive line play will help him. I still think he actually has some left in the tank. It's a one-year deal. I don't know if they're going to, like, add a receiver. It's kind of like a weird team where I could see them adding stuff through the draft, so I don't want it to be like, oh, this player's helped, you know, this player's hurt. But I kind of like Paris Campbell as a sleeper this season. That's all I'm going to kind of say. And Jack Doyle, too. Jack Doyle should be really good this season.
It helps all of them. And we should actually let the resident Colts fan, you know, address this more.
Yeah, Trent, this Philip Rivers, all yours. Take it away.
The name you didn't mention on that list of people that I think he helps most, the one guy that I think gets the most added value from Rivers is Nyheim Hines. Last season, we saw Austin Eckler absolutely dominate as a primary receiving back. Nyheim Hines is on a similar level, at least. I mean, he's not quite like that elite, but he's on a similar level of that type of receiving back. So I think he gets a lot of volume in the passing game, and he should really, really blow up. But yeah, Rivers to Indy, they are going to draft a wide receiver. Might not be, well, definitely won't be in the first round. Might not be in the second round, but they'll definitely take one by the fourth round. And this wide receiver class is amazing. We've talked about it before. So they should get a talented wide receiver. I don't know exactly who else it helps. Paris Campbell, you mentioned, he has nowhere to go but up. So his value certainly could be helped.
Here's my two cents. Yeah. Actually, you know why Rivers was throwing so much to Eckler? Because the O-line in LA was very, very bad. And here he has a very good O-line. And actually, Rivers likes to throw it deep. He really likes to throw it deep. And I think it helps Hilton a lot with Rivers being there. He's accurate too. So I think Hilton will get a lot of bump. With Hines, I think this narrative is going a lot on Twitter too, that he'll be the next Eckler. I'm selling him at that price if I'm getting anywhere close. I don't think he's going to throw to the running backs that much as he did in LA. So again, the Titans, and I think Hilton benefits a lot too.
Okay, I think just moving on here to Drew Brees. I don't really got much to say. I feel like it's all expected. Just, you know, I think everyone kind of stays the same. Maybe they add a new wide receiver, or maybe this is your Traquan finally blows up. That's just all I got to say. Any other thoughts there with Drew Brees?
Oh, same. Everything same.
It'll be nice having Kamara back for a full season. I believe he missed a couple games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So having him back will help him out. And obviously, Brees did miss like half the season.
Yeah.
So having him back for a full season will be nice.
And that,
but they already have that consistency with the team staying pretty much the same. So that they should still be all similar volume, value. Traquan Smith, like you said, hopefully he gets something going, but I could see it being pretty much the same.
Division is going to be so good, man. Brady, Breeze, Matt Ryan, and poor Teddy Bridgewater stuck in between those three giants.
True. But with that being said, that's all the time we have here for Fantasy Flavor. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Make sure to subscribe for more future content. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Feel free to leave feedback, subscribe, or check out our previous content. And remember, have a fantastic rest of your day.